Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
This just in, breaking news. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's me, Courtney from LA.
Did you hear the news? Did you hear the news?
Well, yeah, the news happened in LA. Did it reach word in the Bay yet?
It's hit San Francisco. Temporary restraining order against Rob Kardashian via Black
Lisa,
China.
Lisa
Angela
Bloom.
White. What's her name? Is her name Angela White? I don't know. Black China.
She didn't get to trademark Angela Kardashian, so I don't really actually know. Isn't her mom's name like Tiny Tokyo?
Yeah, like something like that.
I honestly couldn't
watch Robin China because it was so bad.
No, it's so bad. But this whole thing Okay, guys, we know everything blew up, I believe, what, last Thursday?
July 5th. No, it really was.
So last Wednesday? Okay, yes. And everything blew up where Rob was drinking his purple scissor. Remember, like, Chloe said he had a problem with that? I don't know if you remember. He was drinking a lot of purple scissor. He drank a little bit too much or had some after effects, and he went nuts.
No, what really happened, because I'm Team Rob, was that Black China sent a video of her making out with some
Ferrari guy.
Who's heard of him?
I don't know, but his Instagram count went way up after this.
He gained like 20,000 followers.
Yes. He's stoked. We'd love those.
So she sent that video. She's making out with this guy, sends it to Rob, and Rob flies off the handle.
Okay, Rob. Okay, so I took screenshots of his nuts going Amen. Nuts.
I don't remember what I was doing. I was like, Courtney,
you're driving somewhere.
This. I was driving. I was like, screenshot this immediately. I was like, it's gonna be gone soon.
And I did miss the nudes. I missed the screenshot of the nudes, but then I found them.
I have them.
Oh. Okay, so yes, we have nudes. Now, we didn't look at them for fun. We looked at them for research purposes to bring Clearly. You this special bonus podcast episode just about all about Rob going nuts. Okay, he posted this photo of the guy. And also, Rob is very, very not okay with people being in the bed where he made Dream with China and his robes. If Rob doesn't come out with a robe line after this...
Arthur George has expanded from socks to robes.
I mean, is it not perfect marketing?
I mean, I would buy one. Yeah. I love a robe.
We love robes, but
people, you do not share robes.
No, but like
that's a non-sharing thing. It's like underwear. Because I never wear anything underneath the robe.
So okay, it literally is underwear for you. But he posted this guy in his robe photo in the robe at least 3 times on his Instagram.
No, he was like, but this was literally at like 8 a.m. Yeah, he texted me, go to Rob Kardashian's page. It was
guys,
super early.
I very rarely check my Instagram before I go to work because I know that I'll just start liking and flipping and going crazy. And for some reason, something told me just to check. It was. I mean, I contemplated not going to work. I'm not kidding.
You're like, this is hard-hitting news.
There's 2 times that I've contemplated not going to work about hard-hitting news, and they're both Kardashian-related. This?
What was the other one?
The other one was when Kim decided to release that footage of Taylor on her Snapchat.
Yeah.
And I could not keep up with it enough. I was like, oh my god, the Swiftdashian drama. Like, I think I have to leave. I stayed, but there was a force pulling me out, and I just went against it. But okay, anyway, so he exposed her with these videos. He posted these nudes of her. I mean, he also looked very desperate. He needed to come before he got in the shower, so he needed a naked photo. He posted the video of her getting her tummy tuck surgery.
I know, and now she's claiming that was when she was giving birth to Dream. I'm like, pretty sure Rob would be following you into the room, honey.
Yeah. And then he like did paragraphs upon paragraphs of notes.
Okay. I'll read one.
Yes, please.
Thank God. I pray every single day, multiple times.
What accent is this?
Show me the way, and he showed me.
What accent is this?
I don't know.
He's from Calabasas.
I know, but he tries to be a little ghetto.
That's true. He does.
The same day China sends me pics of her pussy saying I can have it soon. The same day I sent her jewelry for drop off, 250K of jewelry. Same day my babies are in the house and I find out this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Dad, for showing me I had my daughter out of love. But this woman left the second I paid for her body surgery and then she was out. China, please get help.
Okay, I would like to read one.
Sure.
And here comes to the drunk and on drugs China. More receipts to come of all the drugs that were dropped off to her house yesterday, including 100 bottles of Moet Rosé she asked me to get her. You will never see Dream again unless you stop the alcohol and drugs and cocaine and X and E, LOL. Literally, he said that. That's called a party pack. When was the last time you realized your daughter been with me instead of that crazy house that you bring men in and out? I never been this disrespected in my life by a woman. A woman I just paid 16K rent and Ferrari I just bought and Lambo and 400K in jewelry. Damn. And like,
wait, one more.
Okay,
one more. And just so you all know, this is just one of the many of the men China has been doing this with. I got receipts for days. And when it comes to doing drugs and fucking dudes in the bed my daughter lays, I don't play. So I don't care. This is the mother of my child. I told China a million times, even after seeing and knowing this, that I still will support and be there for her. But I can't take this anymore. So yes, I'm being petty with this woman. It's fake, like we all good on Father's Day, and begged me to go and stage the paparazzi and be in front of her house and at Disneyland. I'm done with this woman. Thank God for God.
Wait, one more. I'm making a Lemonade album for sure this year.
Oh my God, no. That then did you like see like on Betches they like had Rob Kardashian's face on Beyonce's like body like
with the
yellow
yeah with the dress. Lemonade yeah the Lemonade video that was good. Like it's just like Rob, everybody's like no shit Rob.
He like, has come unhinged, but like, though.
I love that he's like, this was supposed to work, I loved her, where everyone's like, yeah, she clearly used you.
Right.
Should we talk about the article, too, that Blind Gossip released that okay. is clearly about Rob? So after Rob's Instagram account got turned off, he then went to Twitter to release all the photos and that stuff, too.
Which that was, like, so fantastic, though. Like, he's like, you can't stop me. Like, literally, Kris Jenner must have been driving her Range Rover so fast over to his house, like banging on his door, like, you open up that goddamn door,
Robert!
Take away your phone.
She's like, I'm about to shut that phone bill off, because you know Kris pays for that. Also, where is Rob getting all of this money from? $16K for rent, $250K for jewelry, $400K for like a Lambo. It's like, socks are $3.
No, I mean, well, he's on a franchise.
You think he's, yeah, but when do we see him?
They have, like, so many, like, other investments, though.
Do you think that they all, like
property.
Do you think they all enable him so they give him money? Except for Kim. I feel like Kim, he probably hates Kim so much.
I think, okay, I do feel bad for him because I feel like, you know,
he was
went
depressed.
To USC and, like, graduated and then, like, they came into all this. He was at USC during that first season. And then they, like, just came into all this money and all this fame. And it's like, he was just, like, on a regular track. Like,
yeah.
Going to college and, like.
He didn't know how to handle it. Because it wasn't. He wasn't actually technically famous. He was just, like, the brother of them.
Yeah, the fruits of
but
the
labor.
But he
was so adorable. Then he got fat.
I know.
Him and Shannon Bedore. We'll talk about that on Friday, guys. We will talk about that. Okay, so listen. So apparently he, like, deleted this account, and then he, like, created a new Instagram account. I don't know what the name is, but
It's
privated, yeah. So he was only following two people, his former singer girlfriend, which I assume is Adrienne Bailon from Cheetah Girls.
Yes.
And
oh,
his,
God bless her.
And his former brother-in-law, which I assume is Lamar. And can we just clarify that Lamar is the one who got Rob on drugs?
Well, but what do you think I think he just smokes a bunch of weed.
You think Lamar did? I think Lamar was doing the hard
stuff. No, not Lamar.
Rob. Why, because he's so fat?
Yeah.
I think he's doing a lot. I think he's drinking a lot. I think he's probably like a pill popper.
No, those people don't eat.
Well, he's fat. He's sad because he's fat, and he's fat because he's sad.
Okay. I know, but...
So then he he also calls China a slut pocket, which is like sounds like a fancy hot pocket, which is sort of intriguing, but I know it's not food related. And then do you have this article up?
No, but I'm just looking up. He gets $120,000 every episode of Kardashians,
even when he's not on it.
Well, no, I mean maybe just when he appears.
Oh well. So then he also went after Kylie. And he was telling Kylie, like,
I don't even know if this is him.
I think so. But Kylie, you were so scared of China. You made her take that photo with you so you guys could post it because you were so afraid of her. I'd be afraid of China.
She's crazy.
I think she carries razor blades in her vagina.
Oh, my God.
You're laughing, but you're also, like, kind of like, that's not too far off from the truth, I bet.
Well, I mean, we saw her fly off the handle.
Like, she went nuts, and that was
many
just
times.
On that show. She's like, you still texting other hoes? I'm like, What hoes are texting Rob? Seriously, Jenny Craig?
I
like, who is texting Rob? Like, they're like, get help. It's like Jessica Simpson's like, go on my Weight Watchers plan, Rob. Like, Oprah's like, oh, I had that bread.
You know, I had that dream about him, though. When I had this dream that me and him lived in his house. This is real, you guys. We lived in the house together, and we, like, lost a whole bunch of weight. I was, like, his life coach. And then we did this big reveal, and, like, Kris Jenner fell in love with me and, like, became part of the family. This is a real-life dream that happened about 2 years ago.
And the one that you keep bringing up.
I, like, think I can save him.
Well, I mean, he has a life coach, but apparently that guy's doing nothing for him. So I think we should fire him.
I think he got fired.
I'm going to guess there's an open position, so you should probably apply.
Inquire within.
Yes.
He's got to be.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
He literally just needs to go to like a rehab and get on like the right medicines.
Yes.
And
I agree. Just
lose the weight.
Okay, so let's go back to this debacle here.
Okay. God, ADD again. Okay.
I know. Sorry, guys. 5 stars still. So, so she sent him the video. Why, like, okay, there's a lot. Sorry, I am getting like ADD. So she liked these photos that he posted.
But then she said on GMA today that she didn't.
I don't believe her. What, she got hacked?
I don't either.
But so then after all this stuff, though, came out with all these Instagram videos and pics and paragraphs and whatnot, China then's like, none of that matters because you used to hit me.
On April 8th.
Yeah. Like, you used to hit me and I'm supposed to be quiet because I would be a Kardashian or something like that. I'm like, you're not a Kardashian.
No. So she claims, I know exactly what happened on April 8th.
Okay. Tell me what happened on April 8th.
This is what I think happened.
Was that Easter Sunday?
It could have been. Actually, no, that was April 16th this year, I believe. I just know that because of spring break.
Right.
So okay. Anyways, I think they like got into one of their blowouts and mm-hmm. like grabbed her phone and then like
wrestled.
Like maybe like, yeah, they pushed or whatever a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then so now she's claiming like he bruised her thigh and like pushed her over.
I think he's too fat to do anything.
I don't think he's like that aggressive.
Yeah, like I feel like
she's
so
nuts. Like she's like
those claw talons she has. Like, oh. I feel like your eye, watch out. She's gonna be one-eyed Rob soon.
There's like holes all over her house though. Like she has anger issues.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't think he would ever like do. I think he would just be. He's like hurtful in words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's emotionally abusive, which is a form of revenge porn. Or what was her? Okay, she hires this lawyer, Lisa Bloom, who is clearly like Gloria Allred must have not been available, or her retainer fee must have been too high, and she's like, I'm not going against the Kardashians. That's what I think. Because think about it, any lawyer that goes with China will never work with the Kardashians.
Well, they got Robert Shapiro, who got off OJ, so.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, that's interesting. It's like, is that who John Travolta played? Oh, great.
Yeah.
I love it. So she hires like Lisa Bloom, who tweets out, I am representing Black China. We will be going for a restraining order. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Like this lawyer wants her 15 minutes.
Totally. And they only have the temporary restraining order, which is like very easy to get. She will not.
Guys, wait, hold on. I need to pause because Mary has been enlightening me on I've just kind of learned. Mary knows a lot about how easy and or hard it is to get restraining orders, and I think that she should just take a few minutes to explain to us how she's come to find out all that information.
I have stalkers.
So you filed these?
No, I have not done. No one's filed one against me, nor have I filed it against anyone else. However, I'm knowledgeable on this subject. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it's really hard to get a restraining order to prove that someone's like
a full-time restraining order.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is temporary. It's like nothing.
Like this is just like they're giving it to her because they just want her to go away.
Yeah. Okay. But like to get like a real one, you have to like show that they're like
mentally unstable and
like constantly harassing you and all this stuff.
I think this is a very good case for a full restraining order. I think he went a little nuts.
Yeah, I mean, well, revenge porn, it's the law, you guys. It's the law. You can't do that. And now she's, you know, Black China, she's an advocate for domestic and sexual abuse.
I can't with that. It's like, pick your battles.
No. And then she was like, they literally had the baby in November. They're broken up by December.
But that's what she says. They were doing things in January. They were Snapchatting happy anniversary. Like he said, April 8th, they were together. It's like, don't tell me you guys weren't together. Your relationship is so non-definable. Like, you don't get to say, like, we were done here and then we fucked here and then we did whatever here.
Well, she just wanted the second season of Robin China.
But, like, the first season was so bad, I don't even think the Kardashians watched it.
No, they wanted – China wanted to do the second season.
I'm not surprised. But yeah. So this is what's – this is why this is all, like, a sham, too, there. This is why it's all bullshit. It's, like, because if you're filing for a temporary restraining order, why would you think that you'd still want to give 50-50 custody?
I know.
Like, why is she now not pressing charges?
Well, now neither of them can post anything about Dream on social media, either way.
Good. Well, if Rob's nice to his sisters, they might. Also, though, like, Dream is a horrible
name.
Dream is
no, I think none of them can.
Wait, this is the best part, right? So, like, Kim is, like, all out there, and she's got North, she's got Saint, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's, like, cute and cool. Dream is so what Black China and Rob's baby's name would be. It's, like, so second rate.
It's an awful name.
Like, Dream is, like, it's just, like...
No, but North was pretty bad, and...
No, but, like, North Saint. No, but they're, like, so adorable, and they're... And, like, it's, like, Kim and Kanye, so you're, like, you just kind of accept it. Dream, you're, like, that would be, like, what the off-brand Kardashian would be called.
Wait. Beyonce's new kid's name, one Sir. S-I-R.
No. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. What's the other one's one?
I don't know. Rumi. Something like that. But that has nothing to do with this because Beyonce hates the Kardashians. Okay. So anyways, yes. Today she did an interview with GMA to talk about this. The girl is not smart. Cannot speak. Cannot have proper grammar. The weird thing is, it's like, you know that they called for this meeting, right? Someone was like, we'll give you the interview. Why was she not prepped more?
I think they did prep her. Like, that was like as smart as she could be.
What did she? I didn't like none of those photos.
Yeah.
Like, the way she spoke, I was like, you are trash.
Like,
and did you
she's
notice
just uneducated.
She's,
I mean,
she's
let's
removed
remember.
Her. She's removed her dimple piercings. Now she, like, whoever her stylist is, very smart. They must have hired the Kardashians' ex-stylist, Monica Rose. And now totally. That's who's dressing Black China. Because, like, she looked great at court today in her all-white outfit trying to do the angelic look.
No, she didn't look pretty good.
Her hair looked fantastic. But then, like, and then on GMA, she's wearing an all-black look and, like, you know, really covering up, which is, like,
yeah.
Which I'm like, China, I got the receipts on my phone. I know what you look like under there.
I know. No, and let's remember where she started. She was literally an explicit dancer, like, in Florida.
Yeah.
That's where she started from.
Which is, like, we get the hustle. We're into it. And we're not saying that because she gets to show her body that Rob has that Rob's allowed to do that either. But it's also, like, just don't pretend like you're something you're not. Like, saying that you are the advocate for, you know, women's rights and domestic abuse and blah, blah, blah.
It's a domino effect. Oh. One person speaks out. She is changing the world.
And why did she say, though, did we say this, why she said she was sending the video?
Oh, she said she was sending the video because he kept poking at her. He kept poking at her. And she was just like, I sent the video so that he would leave me alone. Yeah, you think you making out with someone in the
I bed guess it's over.
Dreamy, dream on.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Rob sees it and he's like, it's time for me to go. That's it. I'll never text her again.
I'll just stop talking to her again.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I couldn't even imagine if someone did that.
Oh my God. I
there would be a restraining order against me.
Yeah. Well, I know he did drive over to her house because he snapped about it.
Oh, I didn't
know. He did drive over there, which is why I assumed that. So I don't think the temporary restraining order is like I'm into it. I'm totally fine with it. I think it's like well deserved, but I think the media on it is a little ridiculous. And also in her GMA video, she said that she's not doing this for attention. Like, she was already Blac Chyna before the Kardashians.
I didn't know who she was. No. Well, actually, I did because of Tyga.
Yeah, and, like, I think Kim once posted a photo with her, but then Kim ran as far away as possible. Remember? Right. The only reason I know is because that was when Kim started Photoshopping all of her photos. And the photo of her and Blac Chyna in a mirror is, like, one of the most famous, like, Photoshopped Facetune photos.
Right, right.
But that's why we knew who Blac Chyna was. We didn't think anything good of her.
But then also, I think, they're saying that she got pregnant as revenge against Tyga.
Which is definitely true because she's the only one who gets to carry on the Kardashian name.
Yeah.
That baby is the only one who will have Kardashian in their last name.
Right.
So.
Very true.
So I'm interested to see what happens in the saga. I mean,
I don't think she'll get the full restraining order. And I heard she like gave back cars and stuff.
I heard she had to give back the jewelry because she bought all this jewelry on his credit card and he said it wasn't like. He basically said no.
Fraudulent.
Yeah, so they picked up all the jewelry. Like, she's, like, be smart. Be smart.
No, she's not.
If you want to if you want to do the hustle, you got to respect the hustle. And Chyna, you're not respecting it. How many other men is she going to do in Rob's bed?
Oh, my God. When he, like, said, like, she slept with 3 guys in 3 days.
And he was like, I was okay with it because I wasn't going to judge her and I loved her. And I was like, ugh. You guys, if you can find these receipts, just go back and read them. They are amazing. It is pure insanity that this all happened on July 5th. I was like, this is America's real birthday.
It was gold, baby. It was the gold gift,
Fourth
of July hangover.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, so we're going to end this now. We just wanted to give a little bonus episode about all this that's happening. The next episode is going to be released on Friday. I'm selfish and I'm flying on Thursday to go see my family. So we will be doing it on Friday for release. And then we'll be off next week because Mary is traveling.
I'm going to Colombia. Pray for me that I stay safe.
Yeah, we'll discuss more of that on Friday. But thanks for joining us, everybody. And if you have anything to tell us about this, please email us. Mary, what's our email?
For DM, Insta message.
Whatever works better.
Two Judgy Girls, TWOJUDGEYGIRLS.
At Gmail or on Instagram.
Okay.
All right.
Signing off.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We hope you keep up with the Kardashians just like we are. Bye.
Do, 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 do.
Boop.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.